Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Today is a significant day and marks an important statewide prayer call. Joining me today is Nate Gross, who is the Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance, and we are discussing the prayer call happening this evening, Justice for Jack prayer conference call. Nate, would you share with our listeners why we feel compelled to host this prayer call this evening?
Well, Karen, this is one of the most significant Supreme Court cases of our lifetime. This is a case that will have a profound impact on every single American's right to live and work according to their beliefs, one of the key principles that our country was founded on. And we believe that no American, whether you are Christian or a different religion or even atheist, should be punished by the government for not holding the same belief that the government wants to mandate you to have. So that's why we're uniting together in prayer. That is something we all can do. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the facts of the case and what's at stake on the prayer call tonight.
Oral arguments for the case of Christian cake artist Jack Phillips will be heard a week from today on December 5th before the Supreme Court, and we are launching tonight a prayer call and then 7 days of prayer. Joining us for this very important Justice for Jack prayer conference call will be Jack Phillips, the very plaintiff in the case going before the Supreme Court, as well as legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. Please join us for this strategic prayer call tonight at 8 to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188 for details.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.